মুক্তি দাতা প্রভু, আই এম কামিং। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पस्कत्यारे शतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतना प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। My dear devotees, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, we are one day before a very special month, the month of Kartik. As you might be knowing, each month has a presiding deity. There's the deity of Hrishikesh, there's the deity of Keshava. So many different deities for so many different months. If you observe the months and turn to this deity will reveal himself or herself to you. Now this particular month, which starts with the Purnima, tomorrow, has a very, very, very special deity. This deity is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is a confidentially preserved secret of the spiritual world. Srimati Radharani is very difficult to understand. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord. Just like fire has always light and warmth, and musk has a fragrance, Lord Shri Krishna has an energy which emanates from him, which is Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika gives the devotee the qualification to come to Krishna. She gives bhakti into the heart of the devotee. Without bhakti, my dear devotees, you can never obtain Krishna. Bhakti, or this loving, devotional service attitude in the heart, is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Yes, Bhakti Devi, you might have heard, is an expansion of Srimati Radhika. And whenever a devotee comes close to Krishna, he first must be blessed by Bhakti Devi in the heart. Without Bhakti, the heart is dead. Without Bhakti or love for Krishna, our whole life is dead. Without love for Krishna, our life is as a dead corpse. After some time it smells, and we have to put it away, burn it. So our life, which doesn't have a soul, if our life doesn't have the soul of Bhakti, if our life doesn't have the mercy of Bhakti Devi in our heart, our life begins to smell bad. There will be disturbances, quarrels, dissatisfaction in our life. And as a result, we will become frustrated and further removed and commit aparadas. Aparad, you know, that is what brings us totally away from Srimati Radharani. Aparada, away from Radha. So a devotee first must have bhakti in his heart, some devotion, something little of that bhakti shakti, and then he can act properly. If you don't have a little love in your heart, a little something from Radharani, something beginning, you will make aparadas and will go further away from the ocean, the nectar ocean of Krishna consciousness. So, in this month of Kartik, Srimati Radharani is specially inclined to those who celebrate this month. How to celebrate this month, I will tell you in a little while. But I would like to speak a little bit about celebrating months. There's a word, Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. If you celebrate the festivals or the months which are dear to Madhava, then bhakti will appear in your heart. Let us think about this a little. If you celebrate the month of Kartik, and you observe the month of Kartik, which is so dear to Madhava, to Lord Krishna, then you will be blessed by Bhakti Devi, who then appears in your heart and enlivens your whole life and lifts you to the spiritual platform. In this month of Kartik, the Puranas say we can very easily please Srimati Radharani by pleasing her beloved Madhava, beloved Lord Damodar. Each one of you should celebrate this month of Kartik by making sure that every day you offer a lamp to Lord Damodar. This is the easiest way to please Srimati Radharani. Namu Radhikayai Priyaye Priyajai, it says in Satyavata's prayers, if you we offer our obeisances to Srimati Radharani by pleasing her beloved Lord Damodar. You can also, if you are living in Delhi, you can have always a Akanda deep light, which does not, how do you say, which does not burn, it is nourished, and have this light burning all the time during the month of Kartik. For Lord Damodar, and Radharani will be pleased, and as a result, bhakti will appear in your heart. In the Puranas, there is an amazing story which I wanted to tell you about how when someone performs a service in this month of Kartik, he becomes immediately spiritually very much advanced and uplifted. Even if he doesn't do it in a conscious way. In one of the Puranas, there's a very funny story, you will like it very much, of four drunken men from Delhi. They were drinking alcohol. I think that is even now, that is done today in Delhi, but it was also done in the previous times. And the month of Kartik came. So they wanted to drink in the night, so they put a light on, so that they could see the alcohol and each other's faces. They were drinking alcohol in the night. And then all of them, they thought, let us fly around the light. We are birds. They took their chadars. They were drunken. They took their chadars like this and began to move around the light, making a parikram. One said, I'm a parrot. The other said, I'm a peacock. Meow, meow. And another said, I'm a crow. Quack, quack. So in this way, they all, just out of craziness, you know, drunken craziness, circumambulated the light of the light which they had put on. And as they were doing this, the morning came. They were very enthusiastic. They were flying, oh brother peacock, oh brother parrot, oh brother crow, you know. They were just totally crazy and drunken. But they did parikrama, haribo, around a burning light in the month of Kartik. And as a result of doing this, in the morning, Lord Vishnu came and gave them spiritual bodies, instant moksha. So this is one of the many, many stories from the Puranas which tell us of the glories of the month of Kartik. Even if you unconsciously perform something which looks like a spiritual activity, because Bhakti Devi, Radharani, goes into your heart and fills your heart with something little, something little. The Lord becomes very pleased with you and you can go back to Krishna. My dear devotees, I would like to tell you a personal secret. Can I tell it? I think you know that we are coming from a very unfortunate birth, a Western birth. I think you know that our parents have been involved in the Second World War and have been doing many terrible things. So our birth is not very fortunate. Once when I was young, I read in the Nectar Ocean of Devotion, Nectar Ocean of Devotion, what is it? The Nectar of Devotion, thank you. The Nectar of Devotion, I read that if one does in the month of Kartik something for Urjeshwari, that's another name of Radharani, for Kartika Devi Radharani, then there will be great blessings in one's life. And I had read this, and so I decided, let me go to Vrindavan in the month of Kartik and read the scriptures. And then I made another discovery. I understood if one does a parikrama around Vrindavan at the month of Kartik, Srimati Radharani becomes so very pleased. And the next few years, I would go every year on the month of Kartik with His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj's Brajmanda Parikrama. Yeah? Then I have discovered, if one chants the holy name and offers extra names to the for the pleasure of Radharani, Radharani becomes so much pleased. So from that time on, I began to always spend the month of Kartik in Vrindavan chanting and being just offering this personally to Srimati Radharani. And I have gained personal understanding and realization and faith that if one can regularly observe the month of Kartik and does some special seva for Radharani or also for the devotees of Radharani, then there is so much blessing. After some time, one feels this deep satisfaction in the heart which comes whenever Radha is pleased with you, or whenever the way you can find out if you please Radha or Krishna is that you become very satisfied in your heart. And when you are unsatisfied in your heart and restless and disturbed, you can mostly understand, I'm not connected with Radha and Krishna. I'm not pleasing them very much. I'm not doing good seva. So, my personal conviction after having read Srila Prabhupada's explanation on the month of Kartik, I would very much like to share with you that this month is presided over by the most merciful Radharani, who is very much inclined to offer great blessings to anyone who observes this. Some of you are coming regularly to our daily temple. I think from tomorrow onwards there will be the seva that you can offer a light to Radha Pata Sharati. Is this correct? That seva will be there. Day after tomorrow. So I would like to encourage you to come daily here, or if this is too difficult because you live in some far away place of Delhi, then you can offer also in your home altar every evening a light for Lord Damodar. And you will see the best way to please Radha is if you offer this light for Damodar. She will be totally satisfied with you. If you only do this, that's good. You should not get drunk and take your chada and go around the Kartik dupe, the Kartik light. That is not what devotees should do, obviously. But this other seva you can please do. Now, I want to now put your attention on another subject matter. How do we receive bhakti in our heart? I have seen that many of you have come many years to the temple, but not all of you feel satisfied because you may not feel that bhakti has graced your heart. You may not feel you have given the mercy of Bhakti Shakti, who is an expansion of Radharani. Why is this so? This problem has mostly two reasons. One reason is that many devotees have not yet learned to perform their seva and their services with what is called Sambandha Gyan, that is, knowledge that you are connected. Bant means connected to Krishna. You can see here this electronic devices and microphones. They are connected by a white tape. Our life or our service must also be connected by a white tape to Krishna or to Radharani. While you perform the service, you must be meditating that this is for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Some of you have come many years to the temple. Some of you have taken initiation vows many years back, but you do not yet feel bhakti in your heart. Why? Because you need to learn to do what you do purposefully for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. I would like to offer to you a very effective little meditation which you can do through the months of Kartik and afterwards. This meditation is that during your day, you stop and ask, how can I please Radha? How can I please Krishna? Mukti Datta, when you sing your nice kirtans, for a moment you should think, how can I please Radha and Krishna? And you will sing more beautifully at that time. Now, some of you are housewives and you are cooking and you should think, how can I please Radha and Krishna now? And then you will cook better and you will think of offering your food to Radha and Krishna before you offer it to your children and your husband. Some of you are, when you talk with other devotees, you should ask the question, how can I now, the important word is now, please, Radha and Krishna, you will talk more lovingly to the devotees, more encouragingly, more Krishna consciously. Wherever you are in your life, even when you are programming your computer, you should think for a moment, how can I serve Radha and Krishna now? You might say, well, how to do that, you know. You can, while you program, you can sing Hare Krishna. Yes. And your whole programming will get a different quality. This is a very important meditation which brings you to the point of Sambandha, being connected with Radha and Krishna in your service. What is the use of your life when you are not connected? What is the use of your chanting japa even, if you are connected with the supermarket while you chant your japa? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, one potato I will buy, then I will buy some toothpaste, and then I will, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, my God, and then what will I do? Then I will go to the bus, oh crazy buses in Delhi, you know, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, and then you continue, oh Ram Ram, and then I will go home, Ram Ram Ram, and then my wife will have no hot rotis, and then I will explode, Krishna Krishna Ram Ram. What is this, still the Maha Mantra? No, it's not the Maha Mantra. It's the supermarket mantra. supermarket of the material energy. So my point is, anything you do, you must learn to do this with Sambandha. Do you understand this point? You must bind your consciousness, just like this electronic device, to Radha and Krishna. And you can do this very simply. Very simply, my dear devotees. It's not difficult. You don't have to be a great yogi or Paramahansa Thakur. You just ask your question, what can I now? The important word is now, not later. What can I now do to please my Radha and Krishna? Very important question. See, when you want to receive bhakti in your heart, you have to make your heart a proper container. I will give you an example. Look. What was that? Water was falling on the floor. I didn't have any container. Look now. Same water is flowing, but it comes into a container. And therefore, because I have a container, I can drink it. Same thing is with bhakti. If you don't bring your container, if you don't bring your heart to Radha and Krishna, bhakti cannot come inside. If you don't practice sambandha while you do your seva, while you do your mantra chanting and so on, bhakti cannot come in your heart. Have you ever experienced the frustration in Jamashtami that the pujaris give charanamrita, but you have only your hands, you know, the sticky honey charanamrita comes in the hand and it goes through the fingers? Pujariji will say, bring your container, bring a cup. So Radharani will also say, I want to give you charanamrita, my mercy I want to give you, but bring a container, bring your heart which is connected to Radha and Krishna. Do you understand this point? So much nectar in Krishna consciousness, so many darshans you have had, so many mantras you have chanted, have you brought your container? Have you brought your heart? Have you thought of Radha and Krishna's pleasure while you were doing your service? Bring this container. So many times devotees come to me, oh Maharaji, and I already know, this will be heavy. Oh Maharaji, yes, oh Maharaji, I cannot feel any bhakti. I will go to the Babaji's and Radha Kund now. And then I say, oh, no one can help you if you don't learn to bring your container. No one can help you if you don't bring your heart. If you don't think of Radha and Krishna and their pleasure. During month of Kartik, bring your container. Mukti Tata Prabhu, Krishna Priyaji, Madhava Muni, bring your container, your heart to Radha and Krishna. Here, my heart. This is the only container in which bhakti can go. Bhakti doesn't go in your brain. Bhakti doesn't go in your pocket. Bhakti doesn't go in your lung, or bhakti doesn't go in your knee, or, I mean, anywhere. Bhakti goes in your heart. And with, what do you do with your heart? You think, that this is, Patanjali says, the purpose of yoga is to bring the thoughts, to the material thoughts, to a standstill. In bhakti, we don't want to stop thinking. We want to stop thinking material thoughts and we want to start thinking Radha and Krishna thoughts. We want to bring our heart and then the bhakti can appear in our heart. Very important. So important. I want to give you another example. Sometimes devotees come and say, also I'm trying and I'm doing this, but I think I will remain the same. See, when you are drilling for water, you must know that as you are drilling deeper, you come closer to the water. It doesn't help you when you drill, let us say the water is here where this hand is, huh? This is where the water is, and you start to drill for the water, and you go like here, and you say, oh, I have not yet gotten any water. Let me drill somewhere else at the Babaji's, or at the Christianity, or Sufis, or this mud, or that mud, and you drill again, oh, also there I have not drunk no water. Let me start somewhere else. I become a Muslim now. Let me drill for water in Islam. Oh, doesn't work. Let me go to the Baha'i Church over there. Drill for water there. If you want water, you have to go deep at one place. If you have started drilling for water here, good. Then if you don't have any water as of yet, good. It's a sign you need to drill deeper. If you don't have water here, good. Drill deeper. And all of a sudden, all wet. Do you understand the example? No? Yes?
Yes.
Stay at, if you have a bona fide place to drill water, you only need to go deeper. But most of the people in Kali Yuga are lazy. No? Sumanda Matayo, they, no. Oh, no water. Okay, somewhere else. Oh, no water. Somewhere else. Oh, no water. No! Then stay at one place. And go deeper, deeper, deeper. And then, one day, the water will come. I would like to give you an example, especially example for this Kartik month. Once, one jackal came into the area of Radhakund. What is jackal in Hindi, Krishna Priya? Sia? Siat? Siat? Sia? 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 Something like that. So a jackal had come, a Sia, had come to a lake which is a little bit before Radhakund. Some of you who do Govardhan Parikrama must know this place. It's called Shiva Kyari. He had come and he was very thirsty. Ooh, just to remember how thirsty he was makes one thirsty. So he came to drink the water of the Shiva Kyori, but some Brij Basi children saw the Sia. And they decided this Sia is dangerous, and it is dangerous. Sometimes jackals go to little babies when they are hungry and cause trouble to the babies, sometimes kill them. So they came, Sia, 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 and the with sticks, and began to attack the jackal, and the jackal couldn't drink properly. So and ran away from the children. In some ways, this is also our story. We have come to the lake of Krishna consciousness to finally drink the nectar of Krishna consciousness. But our enemies, the lust, greed, illusion, and enviness, are constantly driving us away from the taste of the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So these children drove the jackal into a foxhole, an old foxhole where the jackal took shelter. But the children didn't give up. They put some straw from the fields there and ignited it so that it was creating so much smoke that the jackal was starting to suffocate in the hole, in the foxhole. And made the sound, and the sound was so heart-rendering that Shrimati Radharani, who is always at her kund, the Radha kund, heard this terrible crying of the jackal. And Radha said to Lalita, "Who is there? No one should be unhappy in my holy dham. Go and see who needs our help." So Lalita went quickly and then reported back, "Oh Radha, this is a village scene. Some children have driven a jackal in a foxhole and they want to kill it. Oh, said Radharani, at my lake no one shall be unhappy. And this is the month of Kartik, no one should suffer. And Radha was sending Lalita to drive the children away. Lalita said, hey, children, take some candies, go away. Then Lalita took the jackal from the hole and brought the jackal to Radharani. The jackal was really almost dying. Radharani looked at the jackal, and then you must be knowing she has one lotus, one auspicious lotus in her hand. She put the lotus on the head of the jackal, and immediately, by the touch of Radha's lotus, the jackal transformed and took on, it was a chi jackal, her eternal spiritual rupa, her eternal spiritual form with which to serve Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. My dear devotees, this is the mercy of Radharani, especially in the month of Kartik. If you turn to her with your voice, you should make such sound. You should make a better sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha will give you blessings. Radha will give you so many first class blessings. In this month of Kartik, you have still one day time to think about this very deeply. You should do something to turn to Radharani. You should do this, your devotional service, with what we call sambandha, a deep sense of connectedness. Just like the jackal, he understood, oh, my life is miserable, I will die. You should also feel, I'm not yet Krishna conscious. I'm living in this hot, hellish place called Delhi. My AC is not working. And I'm getting more fatter every year, and because I am so frustrated. And my life is not yet full of love. There is Bhakti Devi has not yet come to sit on the throne of my heart. Now I use this month of Kartik. Very sincerely I will use every day, and I will do something in connection with Radha Krishna. Offer the light, that is my suggestion, and chant some extra rounds, or chant the rounds which you chant with full understanding, how can I please now Radha Krishna. Leave the supermarket of material illusions while you chant. Don't chant with all these material thoughts, but chant in connection, not with material thoughts, chant in connection with Radha and Krishna. Another thing, this will help you to dig deeper, and by digging deeper, you will get the water. Not by putting your drilling in another hole, or another hole and another hole. You must only go deeper. And if you have started drilling already in one hole, stay there. Then you save yourself a lot of extra work and effort. This is what I wanted to explain to you. It is a brief message, because I see many of you are still a working day. What is today? I'm so a little bit jet lag. Friday. It's not Saturday. But I would like to see if any of you has a good question. Krishna Priyaji, please raise me. Yes.
Is it important that we should go to Dham in this month of Kartik?
Krishna Priya asked whether it is important to go to the dham in the month of Kartik. I personally would suggest that each one of you makes a plan to go at least and do one visit. Because the Holy Dham offers a very, very unique possibility to get in contact with Krishna and with Radharani. See, it's a place where you can easily make contact, you know, this sambandha which we have talked about. I believe you are in Delhi and one can take public transportation, 70 rupees maybe, and go. And I think during a weekend each one of us should make an effort to go. If it's and do one Govardhan parikrama or do just one go for darshan or do something, it's highly recommended. You are so close to Vrindavan Dham, which is the place where Vrindavan Ishwari Radha reigns. I think she would be very happy if you go. If it is absolutely not possible to go, you can do what many devotees do who are incapable of going. They do read some literature about Vrindavan and meditatively go, in their mind go. You can read some good portions of the Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna book, and in your mind's eye, or with your full concentration, be there. You know, Krishna Priya, when someone wants to do business, he doesn't go into the desert, but he goes on the marketplace to offer his vegetables there. So when you want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you can easily go to the Holy Dham, where it's so much easier to get in contact. What we need is higher contact. Now, how you do this, either by a visit with your physical body or by reading good Krishna conscious literature which pull your mind to Vrindavan or praying, that is up to your circumstances and your level of attraction to Vrindavan Dham. But we are always going to the Holy Dham. We are driving 7,000 kilometers and you are only have 140 kilometers. You know, there was once a beggar. He lived before the king's palace. And the king saw him every day and thought, this beggar, I really wish to give him something. And he's so young. He's just wasting his life. So he went down from his palace with a very special gift. It was a covered gift. He had put in some jewels inside a melon. Melon? He had just, you know, made a little hole like this with a knife, taken out all the red melon fruit, you know, somehow, and then placed jewels inside, and then closed it with that little thing. It was a very heavy melon. Woohoo, so heavy. Like a little elephant, so heavy. And so he brought the melon to the beggar and said, here, for you. And the beggar took the melon in the hand and he could also feel, wow, my God, it's heavy. It feels like a little elephant, so heavy. But when the king was gone, he started to think, I don't like melons, I like bananas. So he went to some other beggar who had bananas and traded the melon for the bananas. And that other beggar said, this, my God, is this a heavy melon? It's heavy like a little elephant. So he went home and cut open the melon and all the jewels came out. Are we not like this unfortunate beggar? Krishna consciousness is like jewels in a melon. But because we just don't go deep, we just don't get it. Everywhere is bhakti, but you know, it's just coming. Don't worry, I won't ruin your auditorium tonight. It's coming, it's flowing. Month of Kartik means bhakti is flowing. Hare Krishna. But we just don't bring our heart. We're just doing everything like do. You know, we were in Bosnia. In the Bosnia, they see when a person is not just going like zzz, and not is there, and if he's not there with his heart, he's like a fly whose head is cut off. Have you seen the fly? They go like zzz, everywhere, but nowhere. Really. So if we don't bring our heart to Krishna consciousness, no, we are just through our life, but we are not getting the nectar. So month of Kartik, every one of you, please don't forget. I know you have heard 1 million lectures and you have most probably forgotten every single one of them. This one you should not forget. And therefore, I made this example. If you can only take one thing home with you, this foolish thing with the thermos, you know, that you need to bring a cup. So you need to bring a cup, then take this thing home. Maharaj was there, he gave a lecture. It must have been about Krishna something. He's always like this. And what was the lecture about? I don't know. But yes, there was this with the thermos. What was it about? He poured some water on the floor. Was that all? No. He made this point that bhakti is flowing, but we must bring our container, our heart. How? Well, he said we must practice sambandha. How did Maharaj say we should practice sambandha? He said, I should ask myself a question. How can I now please Radha and Krishna? Okay, let me do it. Sannyasi Swami has said, I must do, is my religious duty, and you do, and you will see your life changes. You will see. Hare Krishna. There's one more question. Prabhuji, please, read Sime. Yes.
But if somebody has only one cup, full with the holes.
Full with what? Holes. Tja, what to do? My dear, good name, your good name? Madhumangal, Prabhu. Madhumangal, best name for Vrindavan. Madhumangal Prabhu has given us very important insights. We should bring our heart to Krishna. That means we should do our activities by being mindful to please Krishna. This is something in the heart. I want to please you. But what if our heart has holes? What could be holes in the heart? The Shastras say the ripus. Ripus means enemies are holes in our heart. Lust, greed, anger, enviousness. Why he? Why he? Why not me? Illusion. Madness. You know, these are holes in our heart. Bhakti Devi wants to come in our heart, in the beautiful liquid nectar, but when there are holes, everything goes out through the holes. Have you noted when we are in Krishna consciousness and we are thinking of material things, then Prahlad Maharaj says it's like our heart becomes like a clay cup which has a crack. And whatever you put into a clay pot with a crack will flow out. Have you noticed that? When you are in Krishna consciousness and you are full of lust, or if you are full of bad feelings towards someone, you're jealous or envious, and then it all leaves you. Have you seen? I think we personally have made this experience many times. So you need to close the crack. And to close the crack, in my humble opinion, is only possible by good sadhu sangha, by good association with devotees, where you have mature devotees, you hear from them, and then you make this decision. I do not want to be jealous. I don't want to be lusty. I don't want to be angry. I want to put my attention on Radha and Krishna. This is my desire. So this holes in the heart or cracks in the heart can only be closed, you can say, by the good sadhu sangha, in which good sadhu sangha, they're the birthplace of Krishna consciousness. What this means is, when you have sadhu sangha, your consciousness, which was previously absorbed in material things, becomes steered towards spiritual things. Have you noticed that? When you are with devotees, good devotees who don't talk about mayic things but about Krishna, your consciousness moves very much towards Krishna. Have you noticed? You are forced to think, and then you see the example and you feel it's very important to, then you recognize what is in there. See, in Kali Yuga, we are, one moment, what do I have in my magic box for you? Krishna Priya is laughing about me. Huh? They always take something like a magician. I don't have it. See, when you get a letter from a good friend, you have to make the endeavor to open the envelope, because the envelope is not as important as the letter. The envelope is outside. It covers the letter. So Krishna consciousness is like that. The movement for Krishna consciousness is a letter from Krishna to you. A letter from Radharani to you. But now you have to open it. You have to go deeper. Just the letter itself, is the envelope itself, is not enough. See, a new devotee is always different from an old devotee by what is called anukaran and anusharan. Anukaran means imitation, outside things. And anusharan means following. If you imitate a devotee, you will put tilak, you will put sika, and if you are in America, you will put a tattoo, Hare Krishna, perfect imitation devotee, anukaran. If you want to go deeper and open the envelope of the movement, then you will follow the devotee's example. You will also serve Radha and Krishna with that sambandha understanding. How can I now please Radha and Krishna? You will follow the mood of a devotee. You will follow the inner life of a devotee. You will do service for Radha and Krishna. Then the letter opens and you will find the jewels which have been hidden inside the letter for you. Most of us don't open the letter or don't open the melon. Huh? You remember the melon? Yes. Most of us just do what is called anukaran, external imitation. But we can, especially in the month of Kartik, you know, make a decision. No, something will change here, or better here. And we can do this very wonderful process of offering for Radha and Krishna something of value. And you will see Bhakti Devi will give something in your heart. You will not believe it. It's really something you cannot think with your mind, what will come in your heart when you do this. Or at least try to do it. So, I request all of you to think about this lecture deeply. Please don't forget, I didn't come 8,000 kilometers, give a lecture in Delhi so that you would forget everything the moment you leave the auditorium. I came with a desire that you would remember this and do it and experience real Krishna conscious happiness. This is my desire. Please be kind to a poor beggar pilgrim and do this. And you, what you should practically do is tomorrow, when does Kartik Mass start? Day after tomorrow. So tomorrow you should think, what will I do for Radharani? What is my offering? The whole day you think about it, and then in the evening, tomorrow evening, you make a decision in your mind that Srimati Radharani, I will offer you this during the month. And then you do it during 1 month, and then the jewels will come. Do you wish to try?
Yes.
Are you, sir? One question.
Yes, where are you, please?
Yeah.
Where? There, good. Yes, please. Your good name, please.
Nityananda Ram Das.
Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Yes, Nityananda Ram, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Maharaj, you mentioned about good Sadhu Sangha.
Yes.
Should we be choosy about Sadhu Sangha? And if so, how should we choose so that we should not commit Vaishnava Aparadha?
How to choose good Sadhu Sangha? Well, Rupa Goswami talks about what constitutes good Sadhu Sangha. It should be sadhus who are affectionate towards you, sniktasya, who are either who are slightly more advanced than you, and who are willing to share spiritual life with you. This is good Sadhu Sangha. Three things: affectionate, slightly more advanced, and willing to share. Good Sadhu Sangha is also, see there is a situation with sadhu, with devotee association. We all have still our material body, and we all have our material memories. I, for instance, could sing, while I'm here, I could sing a German song. I know many German songs. For instance, this one. Marmor, Stein und Eisen bricht, aber unsere Liebe nicht. I could sing a German song, but I don't do this. Only to make a point, you know. I sing Jai Radha Madhava. So, because I want to associate with you not in the German style, I want to associate with you in the Krishna conscious style. So in Krishna consciousness, Sadhu Sangha means that we make the decision that I want to associate with you on the spiritual platform. Do you follow? We all are still conditioned souls. We remember our material activities. We are still prone to illusion also. But we make the conscious decision when we associate. No, when I'm with devotees, I will speak about Krishna. I will not sing my old Hindi songs, my old movie songs. I will not talk about movies and such things. I will talk about what I have read in Krishna consciousness. I will go deep. I will open the envelope of Krishna consciousness and go into what constitutes Krishna consciousness. I feel that very often, in the name of becoming close and natural, we all of a sudden are naturally in Maya. And then it's no longer sadhu sangha which we have. We should make the decision to open our gift, our envelope, and then. Scriptures say sadhu sangha satang prasanga mamavirya samvido bhavanti ritkana rashayana katha. That in the association of devotees, we should talk about spiritual things, you know, about Krishna or things which are related to Krishna, our path, our advancement, how to overcome obstacles. We should ask for advices and so on. These are constitutes sadhu sangha. And then, what happens in sadhu sangha? You can test that if your sadhu sangha is alright. You get more shraddha. When you are with sadhus and your shraddha goes down, then they are most probably not proper sadhus. You get more shraddha, more faith. That is what happens in proper sadhu sangha, in good sadhu sangha. And you get attraction to Krishna. Yes. And finally, love for Krishna. That is a high level. But shraddha should be strengthened. And that only happens when the devotees with whom you associate make the choice to not talk about the conditional side of their life, you know, like Hindi music and tandoori, but they talk about Krishna-related things.
They'll go for, you know, to please their girlfriend, and the girls will go to please their boyfriends. The students will try to please the teachers and parents for getting good academic performance. What's the difference between pleasing Radha Rani and pleasing, you know, your parents, your peer groups? What's the difference between that?
What is the difference between pleasing Radha Rani or Krishna and other people? A great difference, my dear boy, a great difference. See, in reality, you only have an eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna. You don't have an eternal relationship with people of this world, not even with relatives. And if you only please the temporary relationships, but never do something for your eternal relationship, you will never be able to become a devotee and wake up in reality. As long as you only please temporary relationships, you will always wake up in illusion. But when you please in spiritual relationships, you will wake up in eternity. You will wake one day, be there. Also, I would like to make a point which Prabhupada made. When we have these other relationships, it's always important that we conduct these relationships in a way that pleases Krishna. I have seen this with many relationships. I know many people, and I'm very much happy, really, that Krishna has given me such nice associates and people in my life to whom I can always turn, and it's wonderful. But I know I owe it to these people to always bring Krishna in the relationship. If Srila Prabhupada gave the examples, example, when you move through the forest, which is to the dark forest, you cannot see the person who's moving next to you if there is no sunlight or moonlight available. So he said, in the same way, when we are moving through this world, we cannot even see the other person and understand the other person and uplift and be fair to this other person if there is not the moonlight of Krishna or the sunlight of Radha present. Where are you? There. You know, you can give your best in these temporary relationships, but there is sometimes you feel exhausted and you feel misunderstood. There are these very natural fallouts, we say in English, you know, problems happening. Why? Because you don't really see the person. You don't really understand the person unless you have Krishna in the relationship. I've seen this so often when so many people come to me after programs, after lectures, after kirtan concerts and so on. And I always, when they come to me, I always think, this is an eternal soul. Let me speak in a way to elevate the person. And then there's good relationship. But if I would see them as boys and girls, men and women, I wouldn't see them, and I wouldn't give them what they expect in that relationship, and there would be troubles and disunity. So please learn to make your relationship to Radha and Krishna, and you will see that will positively affect the other relationships which we have in this world, to parents and to friends and to teachers and so on and so forth. You will bring light into this relationship. In Germany we have one word, you know, when there is a man and a woman, and in the head of the woman is another man. Can you imagine this relationship? It's called in German eine Dreiecksbeziehung. You don't speak so well German. A triangle relationship. Do we have this in India? Triangle relationship? Or is there very much now? They cannot make up their mind. Pati, Patni and Bok. You know, you are from here, yes. So it is terrible. In spiritual life, this is a must. There's Krishna Priya and myself. We are, he's my father and I'm his son. And there is Krishna. Then the relationship is wonderful. There's my friend and the other friend. And there's Krishna. Then the relationship is wonderful. There's husband and there's wife. And there's the third one, Krishna. And the relationship is wonderful. Needs to be there. How can you see anything without light? You know, imagine the light would go out. Ping. Now, I wouldn't see you. And most probably you would become afraid. Woo! because there is no light. Light must be there to see each other and to continue properly cultivated relationships. So when I'm with other people, light must be there. Where is the light in your relationship? I'm asking you a question. Where is the light in your relationships? Where is Krishna in your relationships? Then only they work. Otherwise, the ripus, you know, enemies, lust, greed, anger will take over and destroy the relationships. Do you have divorce in India? Yes. increasing because no light is there in the relationship. No light. Darkness. And in darkness, the ripus are very active. In light, when there's a light of Krishna, your enemies will run out of your heart. I can't stay, says anger. I feel so foolish when I'm now angry. You know, when you're in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Yes, Amadaji. Who is Lord Damodar? Wonderful. That's the name of Lord Krishna. You are putting the best question of this evening. No, honestly. Because this is the Kartik month, the month of Radharani, but because she loves Krishna most, it is also the Krishna month, and Damodar is a name of Lord Krishna. Let me describe you how this name came about. Once baby Krishna was lying in the lap of his mother Yashoda and drinking her breast milk. It was such a loving scene. The milk was flowing out of Krishna's mouth over his beautiful, darkish, bluish body, and it looked so. Mother Yashoda just cried tears of ecstasy. My Gopal. And Gopal was very much. At that time, Mother Yashoda saw a milk pot on the fire. The milk was rising and looking how Gopal was drinking the milk of his mother Yashoda and thought, oh no, he will never drink me. He will be so full with the milk from his loving mother that he will not have any thirst and appetite for me. And the milk became so desperate that the milk decided, let me commit suicide and jump into the fire. Yes. This is how it is narrated. Everything is full of consciousness. It's not just in the spiritual world. So Mother Yashoda saw the milk was boiling over and immediately put her little boy down to save the milk from being wasted in the fire. When Krishna saw that my mother has put me down, she favored the milk over me. He felt hurt, and with tears of hurt, he got up and he ran. And he said, I will show my mother that I don't care for this milk. He went into the storage rooms and ate the condensed milk, that is butter, makara, and just ate it and ate it and ate and stole it. He broke pots filled with the butter and with yogurt and created a big mess of some sorts. So when Mother Yashoda came back, Herr Gopal was no longer there where she had put him down, and she began looking for him all over, and soon she heard these noises where Gopal was stealing the milk, and came closer, and Gopal saw his mother and jumped down and began to run with his butter footprints all over Vrindavan. What Mother Yashoda saw, here's butter, there's butter, my Gopal has gone there. She was like a detective to find little Gopal. And finally, she got caught, she got hold of him when she saw Gopal sitting in some corner and feeding the butter to the monkeys of Vrindavan. And Mother Yashoda thought, this is too much. If I don't take care to educate my little boy, there will be a problem for him. First he will steal butter, then he will steal chariots when he grows up. He will become a thief. So she ran to little Gopal and ran behind him and caught him finally, and then wanted to beat him. But Gopal was just standing before the mother. Mother, put that stick away. Mother, put that stick away. He was crying and his breast was coming up and down. The little lines on his neck were just moving. And he cried and wished with his hands. He rubbed his eyes and the black kajal was going all over his beautiful face. Mother, don't do it. Don't do it. The stick is not good. Throw it away, please. And Mother Yashoda thought, well, I put the stick down. My boy is too afraid. But I have to chastise him in some ways. So she thought, let me bind him to a mortar so that he cannot steal any longer. And she took a rope to bind little Krishna. But as she took that rope, the rope was 2 fingers too short. She called the ladies, bring another rope. She tied another rope to the original rope and made it very big. But again, when she tried to tie the stomach, the belly of little Gopal, 2 fingers too short. She got all the ropes in Vrindavan. And you must know, these are cowherd men who use ropes to tie the cows so that at the time of milking they will be peaceful. There were millions of ropes. But it was always 2 finger breadth too short. Mother Yashoda was besides herself. The lady said, it's not meant that Krishna is bound today by you. But Mother Yashoda said, I will try. I have to try in the interest of my little boy. And finally, Mother Yashoda took what ladies have in the hair, this hair band out of her hair, and bound it to the rope. And then finally Krishna, whom not even the mystic yogis can catch, allowed himself to be caught by the love of his mother Yashoda. He was bound. It is said that why was it always 2 fingers too short and not a football field too short or maybe 1 finger too short or 1 millimeter too short? But Krishna wanted to show his devotees one lesson. If you want to be Krishna conscious, 2 things need to be covered. Your endeavor must be there, but endeavor is not enough. The mercy of Krishna must be there. When these 2 things are covered, when these 2 things are there, then there is the possibility to bind Krishna with love. So this is how it's explained. So since that time, Krishna, who showed that he is attained by his devotees, if they endeavor and if he agrees to give his mercy, since that time Krishna is called Damodar. Dhamma means rope, and Udara means stomach. So he is bound on his belly by the rope of love of his devotees. It's one of his very dear names, one very affectionate name, Lord Damodar. And it shows us that Krishna likes to be conquered by love only, by the love of his devotee. So on this month of Kartik, which is also the Damodar month, it has 2 names, Kartik and months, the month of Kartika Devi, Radharani, and the month of Damodar, we offer that lamp to Lord Damodar And Radharani is so pleased with this. If you offer something to the beloved of Radharani, Radharani's mercy will come and go into your heart. Please, everyone, do something for the month of Kartik. Huh? Tomorrow you can think about this lecture. Now you will, you can go to your homes. Time is also there. I see it's 10:07. So you can, but tomorrow you can have time to think, and in the evening you make up your resolution, some Kartik resolution. And then after the month of Kartik, I will see you again. I will come back after the month of Kartik, 2 weeks after the month of Kartik, or 3 weeks. I will give retreats in Vrindavan. By the way, I want to invite all of you, every single person, to come to the Govardhan retreat and or the Japa retreat, as you wish. You can ask Krishna Priya about where. There is information in the webpage, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, VIHE. But the temple will know where the, when the retreats are and where you can find us. And you, please, if you have time, I would be greatly honored to have the pleasure of your happy association. But if it's not possible, I come after 3 weeks. When the month of Kartik has ended, and then I will look at you and I will see if you have bhakti in your heart or not. It's very easy to see. So you kindly do some work. Swamiji will come and check you if you did well, then good. So I want to end here because time is also there. I know we could talk the whole evening. Thank you a million times, and I wish you all the best in your own spiritual life, in your own Krishna consciousness. I wish that your heart becomes full. Hare Krishna. Radhe, Radhe.
So let's very enthusiastically thank His Holiness Satyanandan Swami Maharaj for saying 3 times Haribo.
Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!
Haribo!
And to get more nectar, there is tomorrow morning Srimad Bhagavatam class by Maharaj again. Thank you for that. Please, everybody, please be there and bring your friends and more devotees.
And your heart! And your voice.
And your heart.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
What is your good name again, Prabhu?
Vidur Priya.
What?
Vidur Priya.
Vidur Priya. Where is your good wife?
She is out of town.
Out of town. Good. Vidur Priya. Please greet your good wife for me. The travel agent, Mata Siddhi. Mahatma Muni. Mahatma Muni.